I had called on the council at the recent council meeting to set up a task force whereby you would have housing construction, planning services, road services, Irish water and community development services all in the task force to expedite and fast track the delivery of social houses and housing for people that are on social housing lists. Quite frankly, the response I got from the council, I'm not overly delighted with. They have evaded the fact that they're not going to set up a task force. They're going to trundle along as they are. And quite frankly, I believe that they're not doing enough to provide social houses in a quick enough manner in Donegal. There is money there from central government, but we're not drawing it down quick enough because we're not being fast enough in turning greenfield sites into housing estates. And that is simply not good enough for the people of Donegal that are in a crisis situation waiting on social houses from Donegal County Council.
Now, in its reply, they did give you a comprehensive report and it detailed the various measures that have been taken that are currently underway and their plans for the future. But you're saying that this task force would speed up the process that they are already initiating.
Well, it would, because dealing with housing on a daily and weekly basis, I am finding out that the difficulties are that when the council look at a site, they may have planning difficulties, they may have sewerage difficulties, they may have access to roads problems. And I believe that if all of those stakeholders could be put around a table and things tried to work out in a fashion and manner of an emergency, something that is deserved because of the crisis that is impending in housing, that it would fast track it and deliver the houses quicker. The council have said that they feel that they're doing enough, that houses are coming on stream quick enough, and that is ending up with people in our county being homeless, having to live with parents, living in unsuitable accommodation, and that's not good enough in my opinion. I will press the council again on this. I was not happy with the response that I got. I don't think as an elected body we should be accepting that if the council aren't doing good enough that we let them trundle on. I will bring it up in any future forum that I will have the opportunity to do so, because it is an emergency situation. We should not have people homeless in our county. We should not have people waiting for extended periods of time on social houses, and we should not have the council saying that they're doing a good enough job when good enough is not good enough. We want the best job and the quickest delivery on social houses.